Blog Talk Radio. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You've tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the city of Orlando, Florida, our beautiful sea of sunshine and palm trees blowing in the wind. Ah, yes, it's a beautiful day in Jesus right now, and we are enjoying it. Greetings to you, you, and you, and we want to thank you for listening to us. We want to thank you for taking time to listen to us. It is much appreciated. So give us a call and chat with us a while, just a little bit, and let us know just how you enjoyed the broadcast and what God has done for you. Call us at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. We are waiting to hear from you, you and you. Yes, you. We want to salute all our friends today, all those of you that are praying for us. We want to salute you today. Ah, yes, I wish we could just see you face to face. Yes, we see you face to face. Ah, and we can enjoy Jesus together. Isn't this a wonderful day? Just to know that Jesus is mine. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today we want to thank God for just being here, and you know, we are in a good place today, you know, and think about all the people that are not in a good place. They are sick and suffering in some kind of way, or have a lost loved one, or you know, there's so many casualties going on today. You know, so we have to just thank God that we are still here, have a reasonable portion of health and strength, and that we also have our right minds. Yes, yes, we have a right mind. And it's geared toward who? God Almighty. Do you get it? That's who it's turned toward today. And I'm just thanking him, too. I appreciate it. Now we want to pray. We have a Christina Benson. I believe it is a Christina Benson who has cancer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bring Christina before you right now in Jesus' name. Father God, you say anything we ask the Father in your name, it shall be done. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch Christina, touch that cancer, dried up by the root right now, from the root right now, in Jesus' name. And let it be said, reported, that she is cancer-free, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Ray Jefferson. Father God, in Jesus' name, it's a cry of a mother for her son who's incarcerated. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know what Ray Jefferson has done, God, and we know that you are the one to judge and to pay them for their work, what they do. Father, in Jesus' name, but hear the cry of that mother right now in the name of Jesus, crying out for her son. Lord God, we cannot say what's done and what's good and what shouldn't or shouldn't be done. But, Father, we're going to leave it in your hand because she asked for prayer and she's crying out right now, Lord. She's crying out for her son. Save him, Father. Save him to the utmost, Father, where he is right now. And this cause there's bars around him does not mean that the bars around his spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, release him right now in the spiritual realm, Lord, that he may see you at this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you for it. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, God. Lord God, she says he spent 30 years already in death and say he's on death row. Now, Father, that's a mother crying out. Lord, we sympathize with her today, Father. Lord, that you will bring some type of relief here in the spirit in the name of Jesus, God. Help her right now. Help her right now and help him as you help her, Father. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, she's holding on to your unchanging hand. She's holding on for you for dear life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, those that have lost loved ones that have called in, Steve Parrish, we ask you to touch the Parrish family there in St. Thomas, Lord, and Dubai's family, the Dubai's family, the loss of the sister there, we ask you to touch them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And anyone else, Lord, that has lost a loved one, we ask him, Father, in Jesus' name, that you touch and deliver them right now. Lord, as they go through this trying time in their life, they need your help right now to make it through in Jesus' name, and we consider it done right now. God, we thank you for it all. Touch those that are in the hospital, God. Those that are going through surgeries, we ask you to touch them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Make a way out of nowhere for them, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for it right now, Father God. Touch all of God, every one of them, the children too, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, for they need you right now at this hour. They need you more than they ever needed you before, Father. And we want to continue to pray for each and every one of them, God, that is sick. Because you are doing great and wonderful things, Father. Because Renika was missing her daughter, is that right? And she was found, she asked for prayer. Okay, she'd been missing, and I don't know how long, but she had been missing. But, Lord, she's been found. Isn't that wonderful? That is so wonderful. I thank God. God, I thank God. You pray for the missing children, the ones on the Amber Alert, and all. Pray for those, okay? Yeah. Amen. You know, because the devil is loose, and he's trying to bring chaos in everyone's life that he can. Taking, snatching the children, abusing the children, killing the children, you know. So don't want them to grow up and be in the part of the world that they should be in so that they can do the work that God called them to do. You see, so he's trying to wipe them out. He's trying to wipe you out, too, because he want to make you give up. He'll snatch your children and make you give up. See, make you curse God and die, tell you to do that, you know. And so let's be aware of these things. Let's be aware of what the devil is doing, trying to bring wreak havoc amongst God's. So we're praying for salvation for the lost. We're praying for salvation for each and every one of them. And we like to send our greetings out to our good member there in St. Thomas, the Ritter family. We thank God for them, you know, praise God. And, Lord, we thank God for that right now in Jesus' name. And also the Zay's family. Elizabeth Zayas, I think I pronounced it right, there in Connecticut. We thank God for her, too. How about that? Thank God for you. You know, hey, if I don't know your name, I can't call it. So just call in, and I'll call you if that's what you want, okay? 347-857-3925. We want to talk to you, you know. We like to feel, hear how you feel about the ministry and how we are going. And you may even want to supply a subject that we may be able to help you with and talk about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can give us a call. Come on now. We don't mind. We don't mind. You know, we will make time for you because we love you. We really, really do. All right, let me give you this word today. A wise mind knows that adverse events are blessed opportunities for growth in disguise. A wise mind knows that adverse events are blessed opportunities for growth in disguise. See, and you didn't think you were growing. Hallelujah. You know, you don't realize that all the problems that we incur, they're all for a reason. Did you know that? You don't think about that, do you? We go through many trials and tribulations throughout our life, and they're all geared for one thing, to help you to grow. And you want to know, well, how in the world is that going to help me grow? Well, you don't need to know if you don't know that God works in mysterious ways. Yeah? Did you see what I'm saying? I don't need to tell you. If you don't know that God works in mysterious ways, and it's all for a reason. Huh? He don't just be working just to be working somehow. He got a reason for everything. It's already been planned. Do you hear me? It's already been planned. Aren't you glad to be a part of the plan? I know I am. I'm so glad I did. Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad to be a part of the plan? I know I am. I'm glad to be a part of the plan. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, today, praise God, we're going on a little further. We thank God for Pastor Sharon being here. Yes, yes. And thank God for our bishop. He's about to be getting ready to get on out of here soon. It's his leg done mended, foot done mended, so you know. He'll be getting on back to his little J-O-B. Bless God. Hallelujah with the children. Hope he don't kick no more football. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. God is good, though. You know, it could have been worse. You know, it could have been worse. So we thank God that God has brought him through. Isn't that right? Now, if God has brought you through something, you want us to know about it, you still have time to call while we're on air. 347-857-3925. Or something you want us to pray for, we'll get together and pray for you, put you on our list, and we'll be praying for you until something happens and something good happens. How about that? All right, we're going on just a little bit further. Let me get on out the way because, you know, I could talk all day, couldn't I? Hallelujah. And the things of God, because God just done so much. You see God moving in people's lives, moving in your life, your family life, and you can just talk about it, can't you? I like to talk about what he done. I know people don't like to hear it, but it don't make no difference. Long as I tell you that God did it and I'm glorifying God, that's all it counts. He getting the glory, see, not me, but he's getting the glory. I love it, don't you? Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why I can smile, because I know he loved me and I love him too. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Today I'm in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to start at the 22nd verse here. I'm going to drop down to 22nd verse. once I get on out your way, praise God, it said that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. According to the deceitful lust. You didn't know you had some deceitful lust in you, did you? You're going to have to pull off the old man. And the 23rd, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, many people don't understand that in the spirit of their mind. You know, this is changing the way you think. Huh? You see what I'm saying? And stop always looking at things in the negative. Huh? You're always looking at things in the negative, and when you do that, you begin to voice these things. These things is what come out your mouth, because that's what's in your mind, and it's resting constantly in your mind. So this is why now the Bible said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Let it be a spiritual thing. Now you're looking at it. Try to get a handle on what God is saying. You see, this is what you need to do. Work hard at it. If you ain't got it yet, keep praying and listen to God, and he'll reveal it to you. All right, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You see where it's created in? Righteousness and true holiness. God has created it. And when your mind begin to think right thoughts, be truthful. Come on, be truthful. And make sure it's holy. Praise God, all right? Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. You know what that told me when I first glanced at this morning is that, you know, God wants to speak truth with each other. Hello, your neighbor. Truth with each other. Because we belong to one another. We are members one of another. We cut from the Adamic cloth. Come on now. That's where we cut from. So we are all members one of another. We just, you know, some been in the sun a little too longer than others. You see what I'm saying? And some of them, you know, DNA is a little different from their dialects and their hair structures and different things like that, just a little bit different. But we all came from that same Adamic cloth. Yes, we did. All right. Then he tell you, he go on to tell you about don't be angry and sin not. Let not the wrath go down. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Let the sun help me out here, God. But anyway, praise God. See, we want to go that way today because we're trying to change clothes. Okay? That's all I'm going to talk about, you changing clothes. Now, think about it. When you get ready to go out, depend on where you go. If you go to church, you got church clothes. If you go to a dance, you got formal clothes and dancing clothes. And as they say, you put on your dancing shoes. So you take off what you have on already or what you've been wearing, whether it's your night clothes or whatever clothes, your work clothes. You change clothes, don't you? So now, today is what we are going to talk to you about, changing your clothes. But we talk about your spiritual garments. Take off your old garments that you've been wearing. What does a word say? Lying. You will take the lying garment off, huh? Where you've been used to lying. If you're a fornicator, you're going to take off the garments of fornication today. You see where I'm going with this, don't you? You a criticizing person. You criticize everything in life. I don't care who, what, where he went. You going to criticize. Take off that critical garment today. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about today. So what we're going to do for you today in the Word is you're going to have a spiritual makeover. Huh? Because he say, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So when you think about that, a lot of shows on TV talking about having a makeover, and they make a person over, they've been looking kind of weird and wicked looking. So somebody come along and bring new clothes, new hairdo, makeup, shoes, and everything, put a girdle on them maybe if they kind of heavy. You know, they have a complete makeover. The Word is what? Is the makeover for you today. That's what the Word is. It's for you, you and you, that you have a complete makeover this day. Yeah, we're not going to wait till next day. Y'all say, well, I'll wait till Easter time come to make over, to get a makeover. No, you're going to get a makeover now. So when Easter come, you'll be already ready. Huh? You won't have to be getting there, you'll be there. Isn't that right? You don't get there, you'll be there. All right, I'm going to run on. Now, 2 Thessalonians 2. Let's see, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled neither by spirit nor by word nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Now, we letting you know today that the day of Christ is at hand, huh? And you need a makeover. You see what I'm saying? It ain't Christmas time, you know? It's not Halloween. You ain't putting on no Halloween costume. Huh? We're going to give you a makeover, a Christian makeover, a Christ-like makeover, a Jesus makeover, if you want to say it that way. Christ is going to make over because he is at hand now. You see, he's going to take your mind, shake all that the cobwebs been in your mind, all the doubts in your mind, shake it out right now. We're going to renew your mind. Renew your mind, huh? Don't worry about it, huh? Because you have been going through and going through and going through. Because you keep keeping the same clothes on. It's like you homeless. It's like you out on the street corner lying in the gutter or something. And you got the same clothes on because you don't know how to get up and clean up and get some new clothes. You see what I'm saying? So you've got to come out of the way you've been so long. You know, the thoughts you carry so long, the hatred and bitterness you carried so long. You need to have a makeover in your mind right now. You need to turn your focus on to Jesus Christ and his word. I know you didn't get that, did you? Because what is he saying to you, huh? He don't want you to walk into something that you're not able to handle, huh? Because he warns you. I was reading something today. He warns you of everything that is about to go on. Jesus warns you because nobody can deceive you unless you want to be deceived. Did you get that? Did you get that? I hope you get that. I'm running on now. I'm running on. I'm not gonna be alone, you know. Because what did he tell you? He keeps telling you from scripture to scripture. I can dig scriptures out all day long. He said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." See, you got to allow it to come into your mind. Let Jesus be your mind. You tell me, I don't want to believe that Jesus wasn't real and he wasn't this and he wasn't that. What, let me tell you, will it hurt you to try believing just like you try everything else? You go to a new store just opened up. You want to go in there and try on their clothes. I want to see how their clothes fit. I want to see what, do they have anything I really like or something like that. So you go try it on, don't you? So why can't you try Jesus? Try him to see if it be so. so. Now, if you find out that it's not so, then you go on about your way. That's the way you can do it. Now, I'm showing you an easy way to do it. But wouldn't you rather, be in Christ Jesus when he comes and call your number and you meet him than not to be with him? Now, tell me, which one would you rather be? Now, just because you have a little doubt now, let's say erase your doubt today. See, we're going to give you a makeover in your mind that you can do what? Take every doubt and drop it off somewhere in a deep hole and then put some cover over it, a cover that cannot be moved. Put a stone, roll a stone over it. There you go. See, just roll something heavy over it so it can't be moved. You don't go back and pick it up. See, that's been our problem so long, the church world. You know, we say we got saved and we give up this and we stop doing that and everything, and then we go right back and pick it up again. Now, do that make sense? You go right back and pick the same thing back up again. And now you say, well, Jesus ain't real. He didn't take that away. No, he didn't have to take it away because he told you, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You got something to do. See, you want to lay everything on Jesus. He done did what he came to do. Now, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father now, making intercession for you to help you through this to get your mind settled. Do you hear me? Because when he said in Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, let, allow it to be there. Do you get it? You got control over this matter. He's given you the power to accept him in your life and to transform your mind to put on this new garment. You don't want to do it. You tell me, well, I thought he was supposed to do it. No, he done did what he's supposed to do. When he came and he was crucified, he died and he rose back up and he's sitting on the right hand of the Father right now. So that your mind can change, so that you can pull off that old man that you've been carrying around so long. It's time to let it go now. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go right now. Do you get it? Let it go. See? Now, we can run over to also Peter, over there, First Peter. Say, gird up the lines of your mind. Gird them up. Let's get that gird up here. This is what you need to do. You need to do it right now. Then he told you, be sober. Be sober. You can't do it if you ain't sober. Hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is a revelation just for you. You hear what I'm saying? This is a revelation just for you now, that you gird up your mind, that you transform your thinking from the carnal and the negativism and all. Transform your mind right now from it, and then you allow Jesus to come into your life and occupy your thoughts. So, in the 14th verse, say, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. You know how we always trying to change fashions like everybody else, aren't we? We want to look like everybody. I don't like to look like everybody else, you know. I like to be original. When I walk in a room, I demand attention. Do you see what I'm saying? When I come in a room, I demand attention because I am not looking like everybody else. Yeah. You say you do? That's me. You see? Because when I took off that old man, I changed garments. I changed the garments of the devil for the garments of Jesus Christ. And I know I'm looking good now. Because when I come out, I light up and I light up the room. Because Jesus is the light. And the light has come into my life. So when the light has come into my life, that means he made a change. Now I'm beautiful. I know it used to be ugly, but now I'm beautiful. See what I'm saying? Hi. Now, I look good. You say, why you look good? Because I'll now fashion myself according. I'm not fashioning myself according to the former lust. I'm not looking like I used to. I have been to the fashion week, and I bought some new clothes. What price did you pay? My spirit. I gave my spirit unto Jesus Christ. It belongs to him. Now I'm looking good. Ooh, Lord Jesus. You don't believe that, do you? But let's read on a little. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation. Now that got you kind of, didn't it? You know that cussing bandit that come up sometimes. You know it rides up sometimes. You ain't killed it yet. Now you got to get rid of it. Because he say, what you do? Be holy in all manner of conversation. You don't get mad to the point you got to cuss somebody out. I know sometimes it rise up, but you know what you do? Say, shut up, devil. Don't even come up in here. Talk to him. Talk to him. Let him know that you're not taking no stuff. And you're going to keep on your new clothes. You're not taking off your new clothes and putting on no old clothes. Say, I'm not putting on no devilish nothing. I'm not going to even think like he had me thinking before. You know, because we used to think some wicked stuff. See? I mean, there are probably some proper words to use there, but, you know, we won't even go there. Praise God. But just think about the wicked stuff you used to think about. You know, probably still think about it sometimes. You know, all the time you got to rebuke yourself. Get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. You rebuke your own self because you find yourself saying it or thinking it anyway. Y'all don't think that, huh? Well, it must be the devil don't mess with nobody but me. Huh? Is that what it is? I know the devil mess with somebody else. If you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, he going to mess with you just as sure. If he can't get you to do that open sin, he'll get into your thought life and begin to put fresh ideas of him, saying, you know, this not bad. This is not bad. Sound like a certain person, didn't it? This is not bad. This is what he's going to tell you. You can say that. I say sometime, and when it come up, and I say, well, you know, maybe that wasn't right. That wasn't too right. Was I supposed to do that? I said, I don't think that was too right. I had to, you know, go back over this some more. You see, make sure I don't repeat myself. You say, why? Because when you gird up your mind and you got a new mind, you know, in Christ Jesus, you want to make sure that the words that you speak are holy words of Jesus Christ. You don't want to be caught. Suppose he call you home at that precise moment.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
You call somebody a bad name. Suppose you drop dead at that moment. Now, where you going? Where you going? So why not now, while you have a chance, he's given you life and you're still here, why not keep check on your tongue and your mind? I know it's hard to do, ain't it? We tried to do a little thing. We was doing it partnering with each other, trying to see how long can we go a day, a day a week, without sinning, without even thinking a bad thought. Can you do that? Try to put yourself through that test and see how long you last. And be honest, though. You got to be honest with yourself. We all time, oh, no, I thought good thoughts all day. You need to stop lying. You lying already. God going to get you back that line. Oh, lightning hit you. Then what? You see what I'm talking about? You need a makeover. And so we try to practice saying God's type of words. Use his conversation, his words, his language. You see what I'm saying? In order to bring ourselves with this new mind, you know, because if you don't start practicing, you'll never be able to do it. Because you're going to always fall back on the old. Oh, this is just me. Well, me can end up in hell. You see? So try practicing to speak the language of God, the language of the Bible, the words of God. Try to use those instead of always listening to, what's his name, the TMZ and the, all them other TV stations and radio stations that you listen to that have this ungodly words that are coming forth, and you want to listen to those. Well, that's good. That's good. Can you practice not to say them if you listen? No. You end up, for you know it, and got in your spirit, and the first thing you know, you out your mouth, you're saying the same thing. Well, you know, Beyonce said it. You know, this movie star said it. Just because they said it, you got to say it. They go to hell, you got to go too. Think about it. You need a makeover. Huh? Stop trying to copycat somebody else, because you don't know if God is accepting their language. So you want to be copied. See? Stop trying to be like somebody with plenty of money. They don't have to be living right because they got plenty of money. They're wealthy, rich, whatever they are. Well set. They don't have to be right, but you think they right. So you start putting on them, acting like them, and, oh, I want to be like them. I don't want to be like nobody but Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? And that takes all my time trying to be like Jesus. And it takes your time, and you lose a lot of friends and a lot of family. When you're working on being like Jesus, you're trying to stay away from all these people with these negative thoughts and talks and everything, and these angry people, you stay away from these people, and the first thing they say, you're trying to be funny. I ain't laughing. I'm just staying away and trying to stay holy. Because it's working. You're working trying to get there because you're so used to doing these other things and saying these other things. It takes you to work on yourself. Leave somebody else alone. You work on you. Make over your conversation. Make over your attitude. Make over your personality and character. And get some integrity while you're at it. You see what I'm saying? So that you won't be caught in those positions anymore. You think a lot of yourself. I think more of myself, that I want to walk with God. So if I want to walk with God, I can't walk with these other people. I know they're going to talk about you like two dirty dogs. But you know what? Don't mind it. Think about what Jesus is going to say about you. That's all you got to do. He's going to even say, well done, or, you know, depart from me. Which one you want to hear? See what I'm saying? And he ain't going to tell you to go because your clothes, you ain't got on the best clothes in town. You don't have designer clothes on. Everything Jesus has is designer already. You don't have to go out and get the devil's on. Jesus got the best. When he make you over, honey, you look good. Because that light shine from you. Bye.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter this morning concerning you have to really watch yourself. I mean, when the woman of God was bringing forth that word, and it was like a conversation we were having this morning and seemed to be having lately, that, you know, you have to really be careful each and every day. Don't allow no one to pull you back to your past. Don't allow no one to pull you back into the mess that God delivered you from, or your father's house, or your mother's house, whatever house you want to call, talk about, meaning that the things that God delivered you out of, that God set you free from, you have to be careful that you don't get snatched back into it. And we're not talking about physically going back, but your mindset, go back to what you used to do, what you used to say, not believing God, not knowing God has more for you, not knowing that you need God to heal you, you need God to teach you how to forgive, you need God to teach you how to love, you need God to continue to do a lot of different things for you. And when the word of God was coming forth, you really have to be careful, because I tell you, I mean, you really have to be careful, because sometimes from the ways that God delivered you from, sometimes they try to pull you right back. And they come with such a force. Now, tell me something. When God told Abraham to leave his father's house, don't you think things try to pull him right back into his father's house? But how could God bless him if he go back into his father's house? You cannot be blessed with the mess. Why? Because the mess will not allow you to grow. The mess will not allow you to see what God has, the mindset of Christ in your life. It will continue to keep you in a place of being in poverty, in lack, never grumbling, never satisfied. Don't believe that you can have more than God has promised you. Why? Because the man's mindset is, I got to what? Live in poverty. I got to forever begging. I got to forever do it this way. I got to do it that way. But what about the way God's saying? God tell you to separate yourself. Separate yourself. Why? Because he wants to do a brand new thing in you. He wants to allow his Holy Spirit to come in you. Now, you have to guard it. If you don't guard it and you keep on associating, the next thing you know, you crawl right back into it. How does a backslider slide? Not right away. It starts in their mind. Mm-hmm. Thoughts start coming in your mind. Mm-hmm. It starts there. And if you don't grab and take attention to what's in your mind, the next thing you know, your foot starts to follow what your mind tells it to do. And then when you ask God to deliver you from, like the woman of God was talking about, the filthy mouth, and God deliver you, but then what? You're surrounding yourself all over again. And the next thing you know, because we are spirit beings, we don't think it affects us, but it affects you. It takes away your energy. It takes away the light of God in you. Why? Because negative and positive cannot be in the same room. You got to have that super charge now in order to override that negativity that is there around you. And if you're not strong enough now, the Word of God is not in you, and the Holy Spirit is not in you, you don't have a prayer life, or you have the Word of God in you, or the blood of Jesus covering you, or the shield of protection around you, it will penetrate. We call those things friendly fires. The friendly fire is what? It's not your enemy, right? A lot of people go into the military, and they did not really went into the war, but in boot training, accidents happened, and they lose their life. It's the same thing. The ones you are wrong, you have to guard your heart. And you know for yourself, if God deliver you from low self-esteem, if God deliver you from your hang-up, if God will deliver you from the spirit of rejection, if God deliver you from all those things, you have to really guard your heart so those things don't come back up, and the next thing you know, your mind needs to be renewed all over again. It says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your spirit mind has to be renewed. What you're taught has to be renewed. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me, O Lord. You have to daily ask God to renew you, refresh you. You have to speak to yourself. You got to speak it. See, it's okay for someone else to speak over your life, but when you got to grab a hold, you have to open your mouth and let your ears hear it, and then it register in your spirit, man, and then you change your atmosphere around you. It even changed the way you start feeling. You start feeling a little bit, starts walking a little bit stronger. You start believing a little bit more. Then you start getting militant. Why? Because we know the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you know what? Sometimes you get sick and tired of the enemy and his mess. You got to stand the word of God. I tell you, God brought me in a conversation this week. And I said, you know what? I know what God told me. See, people talk about, well, there's a prophet here and there's a prophet there. But I know there was a prophet in the house. When God said separate, he means separate. Why? Because he did not want the spirit to consume you. And if that spirit consume you, then you're in the worst situation that you were in. And you have to watch who you associate with. You really do. See, I believe in doing what? Changing the atmosphere. And God is so good that you can only speak the word of God. You only can speak the word of God. You cannot force a person to do right. You cannot even force them to think right. It takes the power of God, the word of God, which is light. The light of God has to come inside of you to bring forth that understanding so you can understand what the word of God is saying to you. Understand that you need to change what you do. Understanding, this is a repeat now. And we don't watch those things, the repeats that come certain type of month, the repeats that come in the month of January, February. You can pick whatever month in the year and pay attention to the month. What happened around this time? What happened? And if you pay attention to what's happened, you can speak the word of God and let the devil know not so. And verse 26 said, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. You know what? I like what the woman of God said. Why are you doing your this and why are you doing your that? What if God called your name? Will you make it in? Remember now, the devil is always trying to get you to what? Make up, walk out the will of God. So why are you doing your this and why are you doing your that? And he called you home, where would you open your eyes? There is no repentance in the grave. So it pays for us to what? Continue ask God to renew our mind. Renew what? My mind. Not the neighbor's mind, but Lord, renew my mind. And he said, neither give place to the devil. You said, why anything that will take you away from the word of God or what God says is the enemy? Because it comes in opposition to what God is speaking over your life. It comes to do, let you do the opposite. God said obedient, the devil said disobedient. God said peace, the devil said what? Confusion. He always do the opposite, but don't give place to the devil today. And understand now, see, we got some great teaching. When you start ask God to give you the spirit of understanding, when you understand what war you're in, when you understand it's not a fleshly thing, when you understand it is the enemy, then you can know how to deal with it. You don't even have to open your mind. You know what? That is a hard thing to do. But that Holy Spirit will tell you, shut it down. He'll tell you, cover your mouth. You may have to mumble underneath your breath, but he'll tell you what? Peace. Because you don't need to stir anything up. Why? It's the same thing all over again. And we want to close every door because he's a liar today and the truth of God is not in him. So remember today, you got to renew your mind. You got to make up your mind. And you can say, Lord, help me. I messed up. I slipped up. Remember, he's a forgiving God. It's never too late. When it's too late is when you don't have the breath in your body. So each time you wake up and you breathe, you ask God to forgive you, right? Because he looks at that. I don't care what men say. I do care about what God's saying about the matter. So it's all about pleasing God. It's all about what God is saying. I'm not saying ignore what people are saying now. You can listen and weigh it now. But talk to God about it, and he will let you know. Now, he really will let you know. If you really want to know the truth, he'll let you know. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Have the mind of Christ and know that you are blessed. Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for the word. And as they was ministering, Apostle and Pastor Sharon, I was thinking, amen, that whatever you get delivered from, amen, it will follow you right into the church. Oh, you have to be so mindful and pay attention and be focused, praise God. Now, if you was hard-headed and rebelling as a child, praise God, and disobedient, and you got delivered from that, praise God, ain't it funny how you have problems listening to the leaders in your church? Come on, help me now. Don't get quiet on me. Oh, praise God. And it's so funny, amen, that we have to be so mindful, amen, that it will follow you, amen, right into the church. Praise God. If you, amen, have a hard-headed mind, praise God, think about it. Praise God. It will follow you right into the church. And, you know, as the apostle was ministering, I was thinking about them old clothes, you know. Now, when we buy something new, ain't it funny how people will pay attention when you get something new? You get that new dress. Everybody will recognize you got a new dress on, or you got a new pair of shoes, or you got that new hairdo, or that new wig, or that brand new suit. They will recognize, praise God, that you have on something new. And I often tell the churches, as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. So we have to be renewed. Amen. Our minds today. Amen. Because God is able, praise God, to do great things. And he only asking us to do one thing, just believe. Amen. But he's not going to do it all now. Amen. I heard the apostle say that. He's not going to do it all. Amen. I heard the word of God say, if you draw nigh to me, he said he'll draw nigh to thee. Praise God. Amen. Always something that we all got to do. Praise God. Amen. Boy, we got to humble ourselves. Praise God. And he will. Amen. He will give you, amen, the desires of your heart. Praise God. You know, we are not to be driven, praise God, by our desires and our impulse. We have to be so mindful. Amen. The enemy not going to quit. That's why we need to keep a repentant heart. Praise God. Daily. Praise God. Paul said, I die daily. Praise God. Amen. You woke up this morning, say, Lord, I repent. Thank you for keeping me. Amen. This day. This is the day that you have made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And keep on going. Amen. Holding your head, looking to the hills from whence come in your help. And all our help come from the Lord. Amen. Which made the heavens and made the earth. Praise God. He's always right there. Praise God. You know, and the enemy, amen, always going to fight you. Amen. In your mind. I often tell the church, that's the devil playground. Is your mind. Praise God. He will beat you left, right, and center in your mind. Amen. But thank God, amen, when you got the right thing in you, praise God, all that spirit, amen, that is in you will tell you, no, that's not the way to go. Amen. Keep your mind, amen, in the word of God. And if you do that, everything will be all right. Amen. He will bring you out. He may tell you to pray. Amen. Don't put it off. Amen. Call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. Am I right? There is deliverance. There is healing. Whatever you need, praise God, amen, is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. We all have falls. We all have weaknesses, and this is why, amen, we have to be so mindful, praise God. So this is why we have to constantly, amen, stay on the watch, amen. This is why Jesus said watch as well as pray, amen, because the enemy is so cunning. Amen, we have to be so mindful now to try to see him in the spirit realm. Amen. I ain't not talking about fault finders or being judgmental, praise God, but oh, be able to discern him in the spirit realm. Amen. To know the spirit of error from the spirit of truth. And oh, praise God. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, I tell you. We serve an awesome God. God is so good. I tell you, y'all ought to give God the honor, the glory, and the praise this morning. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter, as well as Pastor Sharon. I tell you, God is good. I'm just going to just read two scriptures from 1 Peter 4, starting at the first verse. For as much then as Christ had suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that had suffered in the flesh had ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of man, but to the will of God, means the desires of man. That means Christ suffered for us. Who is we that we cannot bear suffering? But you know what? Also, one of the scriptures say, be angry and sin not. That's when you begin to take off that old man. That's when you know that old man is coming off. You know those old clothes, and now you're putting on the spiritual clothes, when you don't react, when you get that lack of understanding. God, do not put us in anything that we cannot bear. He said he will be with us always. Always he will be with us. You go into battle, you may get wounded, but you know what? You live to see another day, and that fight, you know you will overcome that fight. You face that battle again, you know not to do the things that you did before in the last battle that you lost. So you know what? Continue to encourage yourself. Don't allow no one to drag you back to the old man. Do not allow anyone. And you know what? You haven't done anything that God can forgive you for. But you have to truly come repenting. Truly come repent and ask God to forgive you. Lord, I mess up. Help me. I still need help in this area. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, such awesome word that you can listen to and just begin to share it with someone else. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Witted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, it's not no time to be playing games, but it's time to be praying. Interceding for our lost loved ones, that whether they have backslid, even pray for ourselves, pray for the nation, pray for the candidacy for president right now. You know, there's so much stuff out there that we can pray for. So come on, let's gather together and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, what I'm just saying. That calling number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Come on out and visit us at the City of Victory every Sunday at 1 p.m. and Bible Talk every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. That address is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. You can also send your donations to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, you be blessed.
All asleep, there was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
let God have.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. Not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
God,
let God,
with tears in your eyes,
let God.